Yo, what is happening, guys? Nathan back once again with another episode of the Unplugged Freedom Podcast. And as you can see, did a beautiful hike up here. I actually went up that there a few times. And then there's a little secret trail that you get to this cool peak here. Hopefully I don't fall off. But in today's episode, we are going to be talking about proud to be vaccinated. You'll see them on Facebook. They're everywhere. People got their little circle around their profile pics. I got vaccinated, and everyone's all stoked and excited and proud. And the question is, because I always like asking questions, I'm always wondering, and so never stop asking questions, by the way. The question is, what are you exactly proud of? What are you showing your support of? That's what we got to think about and question. Are you proud that you are an obedient slave to the system, that you will do as you're told without question? Is that what you're proud of? Are you proud that you're still alive after taking a pharmaceutical drug and getting it injected into you? A pharmaceutical drug that is not approved by anybody. It is not approved by nothing. Are you proud about that? Is that what you're proud of? Please stop me when I get to what you are proud about, okay? Because there's a lot. So is that what you're proud about? Are you proud to now have something coursing through your body that is not approved by any FDA or anyone around there? Is that what you're proud of? What else? Are you proud that you're still alive after taking an experimental drug and that is not approved, and the only reason that we are using it is because it's under the emergency use authorization? That's the only reason why we're using this. Is that what you're proud of? Are you proud that you're still alive and that you have no damages or injuries or neurological problems from this experimental pharmaceutical drug that is not approved? Are you proud that we don't know nothing about the long-term effects? We don't know the short-term effects. We don't know the long-term effects. We don't know how it's going to affect elderly people. We don't know how it's going to affect everyday people, young people. We don't know how it's going to affect children, pregnant women, men, women. What about trans people who are already injecting them, who are already coursing through their body harmful drugs that are just fucking up with their whole entire system? How is it going to affect them? We have no idea of any of that kind of stuff. We have nothing. How is this pharmaceutical drug that is not approved by anybody going to interact with other people and other drugs that they are using? If you know of any cancer patients, you know that they have a handful of drugs that they're already using. So how's this pharmaceutical drug going to interact with them? Because when you go to the doctor, they always ask you, are you taking any other pharmaceutical drugs? And you say yes or no. And if you are, they may even say, actually, we can't give you this one. We'll give you this one. And the reason for that is because this one has bad reaction with this one. So we can't give you that one. Oh, but Nathan, this isn't a pharmaceutical drug. It's a vaccine. Oh, that's right. I forgot. My bad. We changed the name of this one and automatically it just becomes something completely different. I forgot. My bad. So, oh yes, forgot. It's a vaccine. It's not a pharmaceutical drug, right? That's right. it's my favorite part is when people tell me that it's not a pharmaceutical drug. It's a vaccine. It's different. You ever notice in these people's arguments, the arguments are always, it's different. Oh, Nathan, you don't know what you're talking about. Because this, it's different. And I always get that a lot, because a lot of times what I do with people's arguments is I will take their arguments, I'll use the same logic that they're trying to use, and I will put it in a different point of view. To just show them how maybe idiotic that their argument really is. And they're just kind of like, no, it's different. I'm like, no, it's the same thing. I just showed you it's the same thing. So we have no idea what this pharmaceutical drug is going to do. interacting in the short term, in the long term, in the immune, the people who are already immune, their immune system's already weak. We have no idea. Is that what you're proud of? Are you proud to be a part of that test group? What else are you proud of? We have no idea. We have no short term. We have no long term. We have no, how is this going to affect people who have real mental illness? How is this going to affect children in their developing age? Children don't fully develop until they're 25 years old. And that's why parents are supposed to be there, okay, and be the parent and not let kids run away and go get an experimental vaccine by themselves or to do life-altering body changes to themselves, surgeries and hormone. And there's just, you're the adult, and you're supposed to be the parent to be in between the child and their dumb idea. That's where you come in. But we have no idea about this experimental drug. We have zero clue. So that's just the question, is what are we proud of? When we post this stupid thing on our Facebook profile, and you know, we have a sticker, maybe we even have a bumper sticker, and we're proud to have gotten our vaccine. My question is, what are we proud of? Like, literally, what are we proud of? We have no idea about any of this experimental drug. You know, there's other vaccines that have come out onto the market, and they've killed people. There was one, I believe, you'd have, don't quote me on this, but I believe it was for the polio, and I'm pretty sure it killed about 100 and something people. And you know what they did with that? They shut that shit down. They were just put the hammer down right hard. They shut that shit down so fast. And they said, this is killing people. We gotta stop this. It's bad. And so they shut it down. How many people have died from the coronavirus right now? There's been close to 5,000 people. Actually, not the coronavirus, but the vaccine. There have been close to 5,000 people who have died from the coronavirus vaccine. And do you think they're slowing it down? Do you think they're stopping it? Not at all. They're ramping it up. They're fucking turning the dial and cranking it as hard and as high. We're redlining the shit. We're just trying to get it out there as fast as possible. Doesn't care. We don't care how many people die. And you know what's crazy? Is these people who are all proud. They're the people who got the circle around their Facebook profile. And you have this conversation with them. And they say, well, Nathan, the amount of people who have died, I'm really close to this edge. They say the amount of people who have died is so minuscule. It is almost, it's irrelevant. It's worth getting the vaccine. Yes, some people are going to have some reactions. Some people are going to die from it, but we're stopping a pandemic. I say, okay. So your logic is that just because it is so minuscule, the amount of people who are dying from the vaccine, that it's okay that they die in a way. It's like, kind of like there's going to be some sacrificial lambs within the experiment, okay? I see your logic. I understand your logic. So in that case, if I understand your logic and I meet you halfway with your logic, then why can't we say the same thing about the virus itself? 0.06% of the population have died from the virus. I'm not going to get into all of it because we've already talked about it much throughout this podcast and in my Instagram and before it got deleted. So if we take your same logic and we use it, well, 0.06% of the population is essentially nothing. So what are we worried about? What are we getting a vaccine for, that for something that essentially kills nobody? Heart disease and cancer killed 10 times more people than, actually way more than 10 times. There's heart disease and diabetes, I think, no cancer, I don't know. Basically everything else has killed far more people than coronavirus. So what are we worried about? That's the question. That's what I always wonder. So using your same logic, of the sacrificial lambs, it's okay that they die because we're stopping a pandemic. Well, 0.06% is essentially nothing. So why do we have to get a vaccine for something that essentially kills nothing? And why are we worried about something that essentially kills nothing? Yet, McDonald's, Walmart, Burger King, Wendy's, all these places out there are just packed drive-thrus. Tim Hortons here in Canada. Everyone just filling their face full of this cancer-causing, diabetes-causing, heart disease-causing, stroke-causing, you name it. You name it. They're all just fucking chowing down. And they have a far greater chance. They have a greater chance, 10 times more likely to die from something of cancer, heart disease, all that other shit than they do of coronavirus. But they don't care. But they're worried about something that essentially kills nobody. By your logic, right? Not my logic. Not my logic, your logic, right? So, but here's the thing. 4,800 people have died from the coronavirus vaccine. Okay? Okay. But the thing is that there's a threshold in those numbers. Don't quote me on this. I'd have to double check on it, but I'm pretty sure it's 2 weeks. If you get injured, if you die from the vaccine within 2 weeks, that you are an injury or a death caused by the vaccine. Whoops. Oh no, I got a call. Okay, I'm back. Where was I? I was talking about the threshold on the deaths that are counted from the coronavirus vaccine. So there's a threshold. So you are, if you die within 2 weeks, if you die an hour past that, well, you're not counted as a death. You're not counted as a vaccine death. You're just counted as a death. Probably counted as a coronavirus death. You know how they do. So that's the thing. So depending on how big this window is, how many people have died, that's the thing. Is we don't know the long-term effects of this thing. So 4,800 people, and here's the thing. Think of like a pyramid. The worst thing that can happen is you can die from the vaccine. That's the worst thing that can happen. Okay? There's nothing worse that can happen from that. Well, depending on who you are. I think if I turned into a vegetable, I'd rather have died. So, but let's say death is at the top, okay? It's at the top of the pyramid. So 4,800 people have died from that. So 4,800 people have died from that within that window, remember. Below death, let's say you turn into a vegetable, let's say, okay? Whether you think that that's worse or whatever, that's not part of the equation. It's just death is the ultimate, and then all of a sudden, boom, how many people have turned into a vegetable? That would probably be more, right? And then at the bottom of the pyramid, let's say people have a sore arm. That's like the majority of people are going to get a sore arm. So the bottom of the triangle is huge, whereas the top is small, and that's where death is. And then it gets bigger and bigger. And then there's the people who have gotten neurological problems. How many people are that? Is that 20,000 people have gotten neurological problems? People who have developed palsy, like whatever it is. As you go down the pyramid, it gets bigger and bigger. Now the question is, what if we extended that threshold? So if it's at 2 weeks and we extended it to three weeks, how many people would have died then? How many people would have died, turned into a vegetable? How many people would have had neurological problems? And as you see, it would grow. Because we don't have any long-term studies, and they can do whatever they want. They can make the threshold however big they want, big or small. And that's actually what they did with the testing of coronavirus with vaccinated people. So with unvaccinated, they said, oh, you're unvaccinated? Let's use this test for you. And this test can pick up anything. Okay, pick up this most minute thing and test you positive for coronavirus. So, but if you walked in and you said, hey, I want to get tested for coronavirus, and you were vaccinated, they use a different test that is not as sensitive. So you'd have to actually have coronavirus, let's say, in order for you to be testing positive. Do you get? So they can turn that dial as much as they want. And this is basic forensic kind of stuff. It's basic science. And so Forensics always does this in murder cases. They say, well, we can test this much for DNA, and if it's a little amount that they're testing for, if the dial's not turned up, it'll come back negative. But if they turn the dial up and they increase the sensitivity, well, it's going to have a higher chance of testing positive. So that's the question. If 4,800 people have died within that threshold, well, there's people outside of that threshold. And the question is, how far outside of that threshold are they? And what are those numbers? Because we know nothing, that threshold should be big. That threshold should be like a year, okay? If you die within the year of getting the coronavirus vaccine, you should be counted as a vaccine death. If you are, let's say, a healthy person, if you are a healthy person and you got it, if you're already, you know, three legs into the grave, okay, that's a different story. But that's how they count coronavirus deaths anyway, so it's true, right? Because 0.06% of the population, of that 0.06%, that's an overestimation, because they wanted to count people who have coronavirus, who don't have coronavirus, and then people who have just died with or without coronavirus. And they wanted to overestimate. So the 0.06% of people who have died is actually an overestimation, as told to us by the government themselves. And then 80% of that 0.06% is people who had three or more ailments, as told to us by the Canadian government. Remember, the shit that I talk about, it's not shit that I just decide to wake up one day, go for a hike, and then just start pulling shit out of my ass at the top of a mountain. It's stuff that is given to everyday people. It's on the news. It's in the newspapers. It's told to us by themselves. I just take the same stuff and I question it. I'm like, hey, wait a minute. You said this yesterday. Why are you saying this today? But people don't do that. They just simply forget what they said yesterday, and then they just take today as fact. So it just blows me away. So 0.06% of the population is an overestimation. 80% of that 0.06 overestimation is they have three or more ailments: heart disease, diabetes, cancer, all that good stuff. And the average age is 82 years old. Well, 82 years old is 50-ish years from where I am. If you are 50 years and younger, you have a greater chance of dying by lightning strike than you do of the coronavirus. If you are 50 years or younger. I'm pretty sure the numbers, don't quote me on this, but I'm pretty sure that if you are 50 years and younger, you are also have a greater chance of dying from a dog attack than you do from coronavirus. These are just given to us by the numbers that are out there. You don't have to make this shit up. That's the crazy thing. I don't think you could make this shit up, because in a world where you would think that you could make something like this up, you would almost think there's no way somebody would believe me. But you have a whole fucking world believing you. That's the crazy thing. It's enough to drive yourself mad. It's enough to drive me mad. Like, am I actually the crazy one? Or are they the crazy ones? But yes, proud to be vaccinated. What are you proud of? Experimental pharmaceutical drug that you're proud to be part of that test. You're proud to be a part of that test group. That you don't even know that you're being put into. But then people say, well, Nathan, I have to get it. It's because of my job. Okay, so you were forced to take an experimental pharmaceutical drug. You were forced to. And they would say, well, no, I wasn't forced to. I'm like, really? And what would have happened if you didn't take this experimental pharmaceutical drug that is not approved by anybody, that is not approved? What would have happened? And then they say, well, I wouldn't be able to work. Oh, okay. So, AKA, you were forced to take an experimental pharmaceutical drug. That's being forced to. Whether you like to admit it or not, that is being forced to take an experimental pharmaceutical drug. So please, someone, if you can make sense of anything, I would love to have a conversation. But most of these people, they can't. They're usual, when I paint them into a corner like this with this kind of information, with these kinds of questions, their only response is, well, it's different. It's not different. It's the facts. It's not my truth. It is the truth. It is the truth that is given to us by the numbers that is given to us. That's what I like about facts, logic, and common sense. Is that a lot of times, you can just make sense out of all those three things. And so, yeah, what are you proud of? That's my question. What are you proud of getting an experimental vaccine injected into you? It just, I don't know. But tell me what you're proud of getting your vaccine in the comments and let me know. All right. Talk to you guys later. Nathan, Unplug Freedom Podcast. You can download the podcast at pretty much any podcast app. Not censored there yet. Don't have an Instagram. That was censored. You can find me on Telegram channel. Telegram channel, you can search for Unplugged Freedom. You can go to unpluggedfreedom.com. You can sign up to my mailing list there so that we will always have contact in case I get deleted once again. So thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. And also YouTube, you can get me there until I get canceled on there. All right. Peace out.